War in Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Russian missiles have shattered weeks of relative calm in Ukraine's capital. Emergency workers battled flames and rescued civilians from apartment buildings in Kyiv. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says one person was killed, six injured.
It's maybe symbolic aggression.
The attack came with Western leaders meeting in Europe, preparing to reaffirm their support for Ukraine and condemnation of Russia. President Biden speaking with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the start of the G7 meeting.
We have to stay together. Yeah. Because Putin has been counting on from the beginning that somehow NATO would and the G7 would splinter, but we haven't, and we're not going to.
Good message is that we all made it to stay united, which obviously Putin never expected.
Pride Parade Sunday in cities across the U.S. Julie Walker was at one in New York.
Thousands lined this parade route down Fifth Avenue from 26th Street in Manhattan, many waving gay pride flags and wearing all the colors of the rainbow. Floats, marching bands, and lots of cheering as parade participants pass by with their pride on display. This year's theme is Unapologetically Us, and many say this year, with the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court, it's about making a statement that they will not lose other hard-won rights like gay marriage.
Those worries have stemmed from Justice Clarence Thomas's concurring opinion. But Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson tells NBC's Meet the Press those worries are unfounded.
There was no one that joined in that opinion. So this is not about contraceptions. This is not about same-sex marriage. A very limited decision on this particular issue of abortion.
South Dakota's Governor Kristi Noem is pledging to bar mail-order abortion pills, but she tells ABC's This Week,
I don't believe there should be any punishment for women ever that are in a crisis situation or have an unplanned pregnancy.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.